Buckle up, Buttercup. Live from Gloucester, Massachusetts. Podcasting around the world.
Around the world.
You're listening to the Gloucestercast Podcast, a production of Joey Shimataro and Good Morning Gloucester Media. Kick back, relax, and enjoy the show with your host, Joey Shimataro, and his crew of merry castaways. No piping plovers will be intentionally harmed in the production of this podcast.
Glasses down and... Oh, where are we?
Good there morning. We
good
We're
morning.
Here.
Yeah, you got it, Kate. Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Look at that hair. Okay, give it front and center there.
You like this?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what to do with it. I need Megan. I need Megan Harnish. Megan. Help me out.
Beautiful. Care. Beautiful. Don't care.
Don't care.
Don't care. Beautiful hair. Don't care. We are in St. John. My beautiful wife, Kate, right here.
There is
Jimmy. Wait, what's it? Jimmy Delpierre's right there. Pat Delpierre's way over there is Pat Delpierre.
One of these things are not like the other, folks.
One of these things, not like the other.
You
could also go like this. Let's see if we do this. What do you think? Oh,
much better. Much better.
What do you think? I was like the full screen almost better, no?
Like this. No, this is good because we can see the comments and stuff better.
Right, we'll go with this. That's what we'll go with. Happy birthday to Ralph DiGiorgio.
Our pal Ralph DiGiorgio.
Yeah.
There he is.
Handsome Ralph right there.
My captain.
What a beauty. Wow, that dog. Something going on out there. There's two dogs going bananas out there. Lot to talk about, I guess. Let's see. What would be the lead? I would say.
Here's the lead. Oh. I have the lead.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
This podcast is only going to be 10 minutes today because we got a beach to go to. Sorry, folks. Tune in next week.
It's not the lead. Sorry. I'm going to talk to you.
This is how committed this man is to
I am
all
very,
of you.
Very committed. Hooks, Pat Delpierre's, went directly to Hooks because they said they were closing. We really didn't know what the whole situation behind the scenes is, but she's going to give it to us right now. I'm gonna minimize myself. I'm going to let Pat take the floor because she did the work on the whole thing.
I'm actually going to let Jim take it, but...
No, I'm
going
to let you take
it. Okay. We did go over to Captain Hooks yesterday morning and spoke with Al. He very nicely allowed us to... come back in the kitchen and chat with him while he was really, really busy filling orders. And he basically told us that he's just decided it's time. And he needs time with his family. He has two young kids. And it's just time. When you know, it's just time. And that there's no plans for the building. They leased the building.
Right.
The landlord hasn't really announced what might happen next there. And he was very gracious and everybody was really friendly. And then we saw by the end of the day, like early in the afternoon, well, 5-6 o'clock, Captain Hooks had to close because they sold out of everything. They were so busy. So we wish them well. We wish Al and his family well. And it's going to be a big hole in everybody's lives, but we wish them the best.
Yeah, he said, I'll never say never. He said, he lives in Rockport. He says, maybe if there was something, but right now he doesn't see it in the immediate future. He just wants family time.
Other than Willow Rest, where else do you, and if
yeah.
you're way past, you know, the
you got to go to Rockport,
Lanes, up to Lanesville, you could get to
Cove Cafe,
Alicia, but that's a long way away from. What else is close to there, Kate? Like if from there to get something to eat, you have to come back into town, right?
Yeah, I think you do.
There's no place close. So that's a pretty special location. And I know there are people that were very attached to the owners there. I happen to be related to them than my cousins, but I'm shaking. Am I shaking? I'm doing the. I got the shakes. I got the tremolitis. But I know there's a lot of people that are going to be freaked out. Seeing as they lease it, maybe someone else is going to lease it. I can't imagine that place. I don't know, though. But with the price of homes, you could almost see if the lease was up, and I don't know this. I have no idea. But if the lease was up and the owner's like, oh, I'm going to put, you know, 6 units here. It's right on the river. Pretty special spot. We'll see what ends up happening there.
With no parking, but, you know, for units. But,
so you have until next Friday.
Yeah, they sold. I saw that they sold out of the Arancini's.
Yeah, and then they had to close up early because they sold out of pizza, and then they just shut the doors.
They're going to get bombed.
Yeah.
So there's that. The Rudder, we got an update from the Rudder. And I saw that there was an article in the North Shore Mag, or one of those magazines, Boston Magazine, one of the glossies, about the Rudder opening in April. And I kind of disregarded it because we kept getting these, you know, oh, we're opening in 2 weeks, we're opening in 3 weeks, we're opening up in a month. And they've just kept pushing it along. But this gave me hope. This article from Boston Chefs, Kenny Tashi sent this to me. Chef Barbara Lynch's latest restaurant is opening in the spring, which that didn't mean much because they've been saying that they're going to keep opening. But this is what really made me think that there's a possibility, there's hope at least. This next sentence, we are looking for a general manager full-time year-round to assist in bringing, hiring and preparing to open the restaurant. Because I think that they're going to need a GM to get it, to make it happen. But that is...
That's exciting news, That's hopeful news.
Hopeful news. Next bit of news, Kanaka Poke. We were there for a little friends and family tasting a couple of weeks ago. They are set to open on Monday. Pat has a graphic.
Oh, sorry. I'm over here getting the website link, and the graphic is coming up as soon as I find it. There it is.
Stop it.
Sorry. Did you fall asleep?
Yeah. That was from Kanaka Poke right there. So, yeah, I mean, not very.
And I'm going to put the web link up.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah, they have a link that you can see their menu, which is pretty good. You guys went to the Bluefin Blowout pre-meeting yesterday.
We did.
Yesterday. Would you like to report on that?
Sure. Sedalia and Warren, first of all, it was great to see Scotty back behind the mic. That was super awesome, kind of being the MC. But Sedalia and Warren welcomed everybody and announced that, of course, we already know the boat registration is open, but they have 16 boats, at least as of yesterday. And that, although they didn't announce a goal, they introduced the new, got to turn this the right way. The 10th anniversary edition of the swag, upcoming first on May 7th in about 2 months is the 5K that starts at Stageport Park. And I'm hoping we're going to be there to broadcast again like we did last year because it was so much fun. And that the bash will be held on July 24th. And they're hoping for a big, big turnout for the bash. And the tourney will follow in the next couple days after that. So it's pretty exciting.
What's excellent the new assistant?
Excellent
Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
And the new assistant, Shannon, was introduced. Crudy was fantastic. You know, she was a great, great help, and everyone knew Crudy. Well, Shannon came in and basically announced to everybody, I've never done anything like this, and I'm hoping everyone will help me out. And everyone started like smiling, saying, you're going to hit, you know, your feet running. You're going to hit that wave and you're going to take off. So that's great. So we welcome her.
So it was fun to see so many familiar faces and to get kind of ramped up for the summer.
There you go. Starting on Tuesday, It starts on Tuesday, right? Yeah. March 7th, 8th, and 9th. This is something that Seaport Grill does every single year. They celebrate their birthday with a springtime celebration where they have food specials, they have prizes, and they have bands there. And they really do it upright. So that's coming up March 7th, 8th, and 9th at Seaport
Grill.
That's
this week, right?
Yeah, that's this week. Are you guys going to go, Pat? You planning to go?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I love going down there, especially in the off season. So this will be one of the last opportunities for that. But yeah, looking forward to that.
Wayne the Mailman asks, Joey and Kate, are those hangover glasses? You know, it's funny. We came down here last year with the McCarthys. If we were with the McCarthys, they would be hangover glasses.
I think we were asleep by 9 last night.
This is a non-McCarthy trip, which means we've rested, we're eating well, and we're actually in bed by 9 o'clock.
Yeah. And there's plenty of toilet paper still available.
That is accurate. All right, let me do a little rundown of our friends, and then we'll get.
We have a lot of people today.
I know. I have a little bit of a rant. That it's not a mean rant, but it's a weird rant. I'm going to get to after this. Phil Scannell's with us. Paul Ryan O'Brien, Jeff Amaro, Robert and Annette Spanks, the Swingers from the Villages in Florida. Kathy Barlow from New York, I believe. Ed Collard, Patty Wall, Pat McNally, Paul Ryan. I said Michael David. I think that might be a new person.
I think it is.
Michael David.
Hi, Michael.
Nice. Hi, welcome. Michael. Welcome.
Welcome, Michael. Thanks for checking in.
Brendan Grimes Davis checking in from Aruba. We thought we saw her on the beach 2 days ago. Linda Jerome Tupman. That's John Jerome's mom. Wayne the Mailman's with us. Famous Wayne the Mailman. We're going to add famous Wayne the Mailman. Andy Roshan's with us. Teresa Eberoni Ferrara. That's the girl that helped out with Scotty at the bank, Cape Ann Savings Bank. Rhonda Hershoff Middleton. Oh, she's been with us a couple of times. I recognize that name. Mm-hmm. Brianne Casso. Marianne.
Hi, my neighbor.
Oh, you could tap on the wall. You could do like tap, tap. And then she'd tap down and tap, tap. And she'd tap back. Marianne Parisi McCarthy. Don Adesoni from Somerville, Massachusetts is with us. Wendy, Colette Overmeyer. Where did I lose? I lost some. Susan Casey Lipset, our friend from Atlanta. Pauline's Gifts. And Carol Perry checking in from Seminole, Florida.
Pauline announced that she's opening up her store in April. I think it's the 19th. And if I'm wrong.
I think you're wrong.
Okay. Oh, but Suzanne. She's opening up 19th in April.
Suzanne.
All right, in April.
You got that out, Jim?
I got it out. It all took right, a little bit.
Wait a minute.
All right, we're 10 minutes in. Wrap it up.
No.
Kate, I think this is right. It's the 24th.
I would like Kate to speak to the insane number of women down here. So this is, if you haven't been to St. John, it's a fairly laid back beach, beach scene. Like
people look like me.
People are kind of like, no makeup or whatever. And then randomly you see people that like think that they're in Miami. This is like not the Miami, tropical Miami. This is laid back, like really great place for a chill vacation. But we've seen these groups.
Not really. It was just one group. And then that one woman yesterday,
two people yesterday of,
but the first group is obnoxious.
Why don't you explain the whole scene? How long they kept
it was annoying. If they spent the first hour, well, they first came in with the big hats and the long, pretty dresses and their hair done, the big sunglasses like mine. And we're taking pictures, which normal. That's what we would do. One
couple selfies.
Selfie, like, yay, we're at the beach. 45 minutes.
45.
Different poses.
And the pop in the hip.
Right. And the shoulder. Let me fix my hair. And let's do it this way. And then there, because there were four of them, each of them had to do their own.
Photo
then,
shoot.
Like, you know, rotate friends and selfies with it. And then it was like, let's lean the phone up against the sand and do some weird thing. And I had to walk around them.
Like, it was.
I didn't want to be in their selfie. I don't know where that's going.
Wild.
45 minutes they spent. I'm easily. Like, take your dresses off. Get some sun. Go swimming.
I mean, whatever. I mean.
What did they do with those photos? Like, maybe we should find, like, we do like hashtag St. John.
I don't know how they had.
I'm going to do that.
Oh,
I'm going to do that. And then yesterday.
No, wait. Then how about the people that were airdropping?
Oh, yeah, we were. That was the first day. Yeah. I was kidding. We were just sitting watching the sunset at the beach bar.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I pick up my phone. I'm like, airdrop.
I don't remember taking these pictures.
Photos.
You said, I don't remember taking these pictures.
And I was like, wait, where are these ladies? Because then I started getting random pictures of them. I'm like, I'll keep the pretty ones. They were, you know, beautifully done. Thank you. Whoever sent them to iPhone 198, the beach bar. I appreciate it. And then we found them sitting at the picnic table. I was like, oh, there they are.
Then we had
thanks, ladies.
Then we had the girl, the ghoulu yesterday.
Oh my God. Why even wear a bathing suit? Because we can see everything. I think she was doing videos for like OnlyFans. It was that disgusting. That was weird. When she came in with her dress and then she was laying in the ocean and just sitting there by herself. And I'm like, you got sand
the ghoul,
everywhere.
The ghoul was like out of the water.
Yeah. Like our dental floss was thicker than what she was wearing. And then she even took out the little tripod for her phone. I'm like, here we go.
Maybe it was.
So
maybe it was. I think it might have been. That might have been an OnlyFans situation.
And then the mother taking the photos of the daughter who also had a thong on and her like blouse. And I'm like, oh my God.
Wow. That's a lot.
Girls, just.
We had a rule for this vacation. No makeup.
Nope.
No dresses.
Do you see this?
Getting after it. Yeah. Kate's getting after it.
Yeah.
So there was that. Yeah.
Well, we have that rule every day here too. So I, you know, I don't wear makeup. I told no. Pat said no makeup for me.
No.
Nope. Hey, is anybody looking to buy or sell a house? Anybody? Anybody know someone looking to buy or sell a house? Because if so.
With my hair done, makeup on.
Let's go. Oh, there you go. Oh,
should we go to Cinnamon Bay?
Paul Ryan O'Brien has a connection at Cinnamon Bay. Tell Cece hi for me. I feel like Paul Ryan O'Brien. You got to put the comment up for this to make sense.
Well, so it's Pauline, but yeah.
Oh, I thought. Oh, see, no, I got
Paul
my
Ryan O'Brien says thanks, Paula.
Oh. I got my contacts, my glass on, so I can't see.
Yeah, there's a glare.
So Cece, who's Cece?
Where do we find Cece?
What
did
is Cece?
Is
Cece
going to
send us drinks? Yeah, Cinnamon Bay would let me smoke my cigar on the beach last year. I'm sorry, I'm sick. So there's that. Let's go to what we have here. Oh, the Portsmouth Airport. Peas. International Airport is going to undergo a $7 million worth of renovations, to which I asked on the blog, what do you suppose $7 million gets you at an airport? Like two new bathrooms with the union workers and everything? If it's anything like Massport, if they're, and I know it's separate because this is Massachusetts and that's Portsmouth, but if it's anything like Massport, the rat's nest of the whole of the where the money goes, they may get two new toilets with the $7 million.
I can't imagine an upgrade at an airport, what that means. I mean, you still have to wait for your suitcase. It's still going to go around the thing. You still have to go through all the security. You can't pull up without some cop telling you can't park here, you know, so I can't imagine where they're going to spend. You're right, Joey. It's got to be something. Maybe it's an eatery. I don't know.
$7 million and, you know,
it's a Starbucks. You know how much they are.
So there's that. Pat, can you bring up the graphic where Americans said they would move if money was no object? So this was a study conducted by something called Home Bay. right there. Source is Home Bay. Let's go through this and see if you guys agree with this. Let me know where would you be? Where would you move to if money was no object? Wait a second. If you add up all these things, it doesn't even make sense.
Well, they didn't. Well, yeah, I don't know if that adds up or not.
No, it's way over 100.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
No. So 19% LA, they would move if money was no object. 18% Atlanta over New York and Boston. Austin, Texas. Austin, Texas might be a cool spot.
A cool spot, but you don't expect to see it in a top 10 cities to move kind of question.
But the craziest one is the one down the bottom, Baltimore. There's no possible way that this is credible. So the point that what I'm taking out of this is if you ever see some type of article and the source is something called Home Bay, you can immediately just throw out the results because they're garbage, right? There you go. Pat McNally quickly tallied it up to 128%. There you go. I think it has to be a joke. I mean, I don't even know. It was like bananas. Who came up with that list, right?
Fake news. Fake news.
Kate's got music going on in the other room over there. What are you trying to find, honey?
She's trying to find her walk-up music.
Oh, yeah. We did say this. Can you go to the dishwasher stacking one, Pat? In every partnership, there is a person who stacks the dishwasher like a Scandinavian architect and a person that stacks the dishwasher like a raccoon on meth.
I think Rob in town.
In your relationship, which one are you? And Kate, which one would I be in this relationship?
I think I don't know. In the beginning, I'm very like.
Organized.
And at the end, I'm like, just get it in there.
I want to hear from our viewers too. Pat, Jimmy, do you know
who's the worst?
Who's the worst?
That's the raccoon right here.
Only because
she's the raccoon.
Hold. Time out.
Uh-oh.
Time out. See, related to this topic is people who understand or do not understand dishwasher physics.
Like, I don't know dishwasher etiquette.
Like, not etiquette,
first
physics.
First you yell at me, I never put it in there. Now I do it. And help me out here, folks. You know, you're told you got to start doing it. So I looked it up on YouTube. And this is what I found.
The dirty stuff faces towards the water. So the plates have to, and the dishes and the pans have to face towards the water. Not upside down, not a big pot upside down in the top rack.
There's jets that go all inside. Don't tell me.
I'm right.
Okay, we're done.
Wow. That was something right there. That's entertainment right there. That was entertainment. Let's see from our viewers right here. Rhonda Hershoff Middleton says she's the raccoon on meth. I get anxiety loading the dishwasher. Throw the crap in anywhere as long as the door closes. The Spanx says that Pat is the architect. Brenda Grimes Davis says she's the raccoon on meth.
So this exact situation led me to answer a query posted, I don't know, 20 years ago, whatever it was now, a long time, by USA Today about things that are irritating about your spouse. So I wrote to them and they published the letter about Jim and the dishwasher.
What? Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have it.
I made the paper.
Yeah. It was like a relationship.
She printed it and framed it, and I have it hanging up in the bedroom.
Well, it's a national publication, so yeah. If you make a national publication, I'm going to keep it, especially if I'm right again.
Again.
Yikes.
And thank you very much for bringing this up, Joey. I appreciate
and for Paula to remind us also.
Yeah. I know where you sleep, Paula. Sorry.
So we were in, where was I when I discovered, when Jimmy Craig and I went to Bella's Roast Beef in North Andover. You can put a couple of those pictures up, pal. Mm-hmm. We met a guy there, one of the North Shore beef guys. Look at that thing. Is that unbelievable?
That's our quarter there.
Just, that's a quarter, and look at this.
Oh, I see. Okay.
A quarter is for scale, Pat. Come on.
Okay.
Well, that's physics, Pat.
Be better, Pat. There's Craig Kimberly right there with it. Because I don't know if we shared these photos before, but so Craig's a big part of that North Shore Beef's group, and they go real hard. But Bella's is, you know, one of the top, I think they say like top three or four roast beef places in Massachusetts. But we met this guy that said, I think he was divorced, and he was doing something called Rover. Has anyone heard what Rover is? It's an online thing.
That's what Jimmy's going to do because he's going to be divorced soon. Is there any
more so if you don't know, it's a thing where you can, if you have a dog and you don't want to pay a kennel, you can hire some. So there's people that put their.
So we can get a dog now?
No, we can't get a dog. So people will come and dog sit your dog, come to your house and dog sit and take care of your dog.
So we can get a dog now.
So it's just like Airbnb. No, we can't get a dog. Just like Airbnb. So like the dogs and the home are vetted and rated. And the people that come in and they get paid, you get paid. The Rover, the people that come and sit the dogs, they actually get paid to come and stay with the dogs.
Of course they would.
But they so then
like babysitters.
And then the owners of the dog will rate them, just like Airbnb, just like any of these, you know, like, you know, Uber or whatever. You are rated and it's community aggregated ratings to keep everybody. There is a reason. What am I looking for?
I don't know. You went from
there's a reason to do a really good job. To do a really good job, you want to maintain that really good rating. So it keeps people in the loop and it'll vet people that if
so you
if
travel have around and do this. This is a traveling thing.
Yeah, it sounds like the guy. People call him. And he says he's still working, but
they go through the app. It's an app. Yeah, but yeah. And he can and so he was in Gloucester. The guy was like from say North Andover. But he spent 10 days in Gloucester and he says, you know, you don't have to accept the assignment, but if the assignment's out there and it's he goes to especially places like so if you're in Gloucester or a really nice location, or if you have a nice home. You're going to have a pretty good success rate getting people to come out there, right?
Joey, you called it Ubers for dogs.
Doggy Dash.
So I'm going to, since we're on the kind of the topic of that, there's shout out to a girl I grew up with and went to, you know, elementary through high school with. She's the owner of Soho Kitten. It's like a, or no, it's not, I don't know, she's got a few. It's like a feline place. Astro Cat's Cosmic Feline Lounge.
Where is it, babe?
It's in Beverly. No, Essex? I don't know. She has one in Beverly. No, but
yeah, that's cool.
Where it's at now. Yeah. Essex, it looks like.
So what do? You drop the cat off there?
Yeah. Astro Cats.
Astro Cats?
Yeah.
And is there
a It's on Eastern Avenue, Essex.
Go to the about thing right here and see what it says.
Astro Cats Cosmic Feline Lounge is an out-of-this-world stay and play space for kitties.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. So they're on Facebook. And what was the Facebook?
Thing? Astro Cats Cosmic Feline Lounge.
Yeah. I imagine that it's going to come right up because I don't think there's too many right along those lines.
AstroCatsLounge.com.
Kate has Soho Cats. I mean, Pat put Soho Cats. Is that the right? Or is
I think she used to own that
by accident, but yeah.
and Beverly.
Same one or a different one?
AstroCats.com. No, I'm sorry. AstroCatsLounge.com. I'm new with this.
There you go.
No. And you would put DC someone there gave on a heartbeat?
11 out of 5 stars. It was that good.
Wow. 11 out of 5 stars. That's amazing.
Yep.
Yeah. So there's that, which is nice. Let's go right here.
That's nice. What's that?
Well, it looks like it's time to go.
No, stop it.
Run out of topics.
Oh, well, here's a topic I want to talk about. Remember
tan is fading.
Do you remember a couple of years ago on Instagram, like tan is fading. Every 10th post was someone that was building a chicken coop and they were raising chickens. Like it was like
my parents had them.
Yeah, your parents had them. Oh. Let's see, our friends the Lawlers had them.
The Whites have them.
The Whites have them. The people that are behind the wharf.
I think Shauna Phoenix does too.
So all these people, they were posting pictures.
Alicia Cozy has them.
They were posting pictures with their, you know, how many eggs they were getting. Now, ever since the egg crisis has started with the expense of eggs, these people are not posting pictures with their eggs anymore. I feel like they're hoarding the eggs. I mean, it could be a thing where they're hoarding the eggs. So then I was watching a guy on like one of these finance channels that I watch, and he was really disgusted with the amount of people complaining about the price of eggs, and he said the same people that are complaining about the expense of eggs are going to Starbucks and buying $7 lattes, and we're just like shut up about the eggs. So maybe shout out to me talking about the eggs.
So you've uncovered the latest conspiracy theory that there's egg hoarding going on?
Well, it was funny how they were all very proud of their egg producing prowess, and now they're under the radar. I think Vito Ferrara, also egg producer, right? He used to put the egg. I wonder if he still does that. I wonder if he's gone up in his prices. He had the little bin, right? Right out behind on Conlon Road there.
That could be. You know, we can't find egg cartons for all the golf balls that we find. They're filling them in so we can resell golf balls. Oh. And it's getting harder and harder to find egg cartons. So I think you got something there, Joey.
Might be something like that.
Something's happening.
There's that. There's a top 10 NBA player, Ja Morant, who's an electric player to watch. He went on Instagram brandishing a gun in a club, and I just don't understand. I mean, I really just don't understand how like they could be less self-aware than to be so stupid in this day and age I don't know what his contract is. I'm guessing his contract is over $25, $30 million a year. And I just – nice, D. I just can't imagine, like, how – like, are there no parents? Was there no coach? Was there no agent that tells these people – I'm Italian. I talk with my fucking hands.
It's me doing this.
Sorry.
All I can see is.
Sorry, he can't see at all but.
So there's that.
Joey, I agree with you. I don't know whether all of a sudden there's a money issue and they get all this money and nobody can tell them anything and they're going to live whatever. I don't get it. Why? Yeah, you're right. Who is helping out this guy? Or he's not taking the help. He's not doing that either. So
he's like on the court, he's always smiling. He's a pleasant guy. I mean, like, just how dumb, like, you know, dumb. Just dumb.
I'll just wait for the movie to find out.
I don't know.
I watched this TikTok the other day. Speaking of dumb, this guy comes into a convenience store and says he's got this. The guy told the story, hilarious. But anyway, comes in with like the pantyhose on his face and asks for like all the, you know, the money in the register and wants a pack of cigarettes. And so the guy behind the counter is like, all right, well, here's all the money, but I need your ID for the cigarettes. It's all about checking the ID. The guy takes his ID out.
No, it has to be a setup.
But it's a hilarious story. Yeah, if it's real, it's hilarious. If it's made up. And then the cops came in. He's like, you know, we need a description of the guy. We're going to find out who he is. I goes, I can do you one better. Here's the address.
Speaking of funny guys, our buddy, the birthday boy, just made a comment. Happy Ralph birthday. Pineda. There he is. Happy birthday, Ralph. I hope you're enjoying your day, pal.
It's like a nice restoration hardware.
So Ralph had a question. If we're in St. John, why do you have a hoodie on? That was his
air question. Conditioning.
AC.
Yeah.
Kate likes it cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
And because I'm always cold, Ralph, you know that.
Kate's always cold. Yeah.
Well, you told her not to pack a lot of clothes, and I figured that's the only thing she had. So, you know.
Yep.
No.
We did not pack. We packed very light. We're going to do laundry this afternoon.
That's
if
right.
We can ever get out of here. Sorry, folks. Time to go.
Stop it. All right.
More next week.
All right. Take that out right there. So, all right. Take out the comic. So, since February of 2019, the city of Boston has gone 49 months without raising a new banner for one of their professional sports teams. This is the longest stretch without a title in the city since February of 2002. Now, to which I ask, is this a good thing, or is this, or are you looking at it like not a good thing? Because, so in our house, our kids are so conditioned that championships and going to the playoffs is such a normal occurrence that during regular playoff games, they don't even watch television. Like, we have to beg them to come out and watch the games with us. So do you think, like, going for a drought of like 8 years without a professional sports championship win would be a good reset? Or do you say, screw the people that are casual fans anyway? Where do you fall on that? Jimmy, why don't you take that one?
Oh, well, from a guy from New York that had 49 years since we've had any type of winning things, you're asking the wrong guy. But I think it's going to make people hungry. Any little thing happening right now, a lot of those teams are having some success. So, of course, it's making everybody want to see them go further. So I don't have a problem with that statement.
Did you hear my statement? Would it be good to not win one for a while so that it gets people to appreciate what we have?
Yes. That's what I'm agreeing with, that statement.
Oh, there you go.
I agree with that statement.
Vito and Grace posted about the eggs a few days ago. $5 a dozen, they still have the stand.
I'll take it.
That's a great deal right there. And those are farm fresh eggs.
I have one egg, two egg whites every morning.
Yeah.
Yep.
Kate's been making breakfast down here. She's doing a great job. Vito Ferrar, they're going to sell out. We shouldn't have told. We should have kept that information in-house. Just on the entrance to Condolin Road on the right, you can get their eggs. $5 a dozen. Good deal. That's a tremendous deal.
Now that you've said it, it's going to be $10.
Vito's not like that. Vito's
yeah,
not.
Tell him Joey sent you and it's $10.
Yeah.
Tell him Joey sent you over there. There's that.
I agree with your statement, Joey, that it's better to wait a little bit.
A reset.
Yeah.
A reset. Yep. Oh, Kate, do you have the graphic for Kate, the Cape Cod sign thing?
Yes.
All right.
I say no. Absolutely not.
You know,
I say no, too.
I think it's so cheesy.
Go to the next one, maybe.
I don't like it.
All right, there you go. Cape Cod sign. At first I saw it, I'm like, that would be cool if we had the Cape Ann sign. And then I thought about it a little bit and I was like, absolutely not. We're different. We're not followers. Why would we want to be a follower? So yes, I came
Well,
down.
Think of the way Cape Ann is spelled. That's a lot of places to hide nips.
Yeah. You have a game of throwing the fireball nips and see if you can get inside of them.
Don't tempt people to ride around the circle and see if I can get it right in the A.
We got that. god awful 4-pack of wine. Somebody on Grapevine tosses them.
It is amazing how many places I see just not just the random here and there, but like absolute trash.
Yep. There you go. Yep. So Kate, can you give us a report on the status? Because usually at the end of spring, but usually there's a lot of snow, so those nips get buried in the snowbanks, and then when everything melts, they're more apparent. How's the periphery of your walking, you know, around the back shore trail as far
as? So there's about 300 cans of PBRs, along with some Trulies, right in Land's End behind a rock. Got to be the same person for years. I don't know if they park their car and just toss it. I don't know if they like sit in the rock. But there's probably has to be at least, I don't know, in all honesty, over 100.
I want you to take a picture and
I have it. Oh. I'll send it to Pat.
Okay, Pat. Kate's going to send a picture.
Okay.
Then when it gets to Atlantic to Farrington, ton over there. A lot of like Smirnoff. I see a lot of White Claws, Trulies, the cans. Yeah.
Think those are kids? And you think that the alcoholics drink the nips?
I think the alcoholic is doing the PBRs. There's some that are still full, like in the rings, you know, like the plastic rings. And then there's some in paper bags or some in.
Why would they be full?
I don't know. In my head, I'm imagining like he doesn't have a lot of time. They're just like pounding them down, tossing them there, and then shit, I gotta go. I can't finish this.
Alcoholic, like the wife or the husband. Like has a strict thing, you know, don't drink or anything like that.
I don't know. They
toss it before they get home.
You know, as a member of the 1 hour at a time gang, I don't know how we can clean all that up. I don't know how we can do that.
When I get home, I'll you know, grab a bag or something. And then after, you know, my 6.5 mile walk, I'm tired. And then I see it again the next day and I'm like, yeah.
Has anyone, did anybody see Saturn? Was it Saturn and Venus?
Jupiter.
Saturn and Jupiter like lined up two nights ago?
Mm-mm.
You didn't see it?
I didn't see that.
I did see Uranus.
Hey.
That's what she said.
Boom, boom.
Well, yeah. Look, I'm just repeating what everybody's thinking.
Nobody's thinking that.
Oh, are you kidding? Nobody. He set that up.
Nobody's
he
thinking.
He set that up. Don't tell me.
Go load the dishwasher.
Has anybody gone to Aldi's at the mall?
I'm dying to go.
So they say that the Aldi's is less expensive than all the other places. Has anybody gone to Aldi's? I want to get a report on that.
We had one in New York near us, and yeah, it was well known for being much cheaper than the grocery store, especially for things like canned goods. It was a good deal.
Yeah. Oh, Bethany Ferrara says no good. I haven't been through, so I wouldn't know what to compare it to.
I'm not sure I would get too many fresh things. That would not be my choice, but canned good, you know, canned goods, labeled canned goods. Yeah.
No. So a couple people did see the planets lined up. We didn't know what it was when we first saw it. At first, we're like, is that are those planes? But they sat in the same spot, lined up for a while. We were sitting on the little deck here, and they had moon. They're very, very cool to see. Someone took a photo of it, and Jupiter has four moons? And actually, the photo, you could see the big planet, the planet here, and then the planet in the back, and then the four moons right behind it. It was very cool. And I'm not a big, you know, geo.
No, but stuff like that, when it happens, it is pretty cool.
Astrology person, yeah.
There's no doubt. And stuff like that happens, it is pretty cool.
Pat, I texted you the photo.
Yep, I'm on it.
You're on it.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Give me 1 second.
Take your time.
Oh, you sent it. Nice.
I was talking to Joey. Give me 2 minutes here.
Oh, I love this one. I'll wait for Pat to get that photo up. Are you close, Pat?
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm going to come back.
All right. Go ahead. You're going to come back to it. So I want everyone that's watching right now to play along with this. The first name and the last thing you ate is your new nickname. So I'll go first.
Caitlin Rice Cake and be Joey Rice Cake. Oh, cute.
No. Yeah. First name and the last thing you ate, Joey Rice Cake.
Caitlin Rice Cake.
Caitlin Rice Cake. Jimmy, what would be yours? First name and the last thing you ate is your new nickname.
Jimmy Scones.
Jimmy what?
Jimmy Scones.
Jimmy Scones. Pat, how about you?
Pat Flatbread.
Pat Flatbread. So I'm going to write it in here so people can play along. I want to hear everyone. Brenda Oatmeal. Peter Funny Bones. Wayne Chicken and Ribs. Bobby Scones.
The famous Wayne Chicken and Ribs.
Annette Blueberry Muffin. I love it. They're coming in. Marky Granola. I love it. Marky Leonard, he hasn't replied to me. I sent him a private message, a private invitation. He has not replied to me. Tina Smoothie. Paula Soup. Kathy Crab Rangoon. Ooh, is the winner so far.
I love Rangoon.
Wendy Brownie. Brian Biscotti.
That's a good one.
Like a porn. Annie Banana. Annie Bananas. I think she's making that up because it sounds good. Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, Pat.
Okay, so wait a minute. Hang on. Here's the promised graphic.
I will have to say about this graphic, this is only half of it. There's a whole lot. I couldn't get.
Wow.
Mike Lindbergh, Mikey Fried Chicken. Oh, wow. And
only half of it.
And that was just. That was like that? You didn't put those all together?
Nope.
Ew. Oh, no, she didn't do that.
I'm sorry, honey. I'm not touching that.
No.
Yeah.
And there's a whole inside of it. Yeah.
That's sad.
It's sad that it steps away from the ocean. That's what's, you know, there's a lot of sadness about that photo.
There really is. Yeah. That's Anna Fried Clams. Anna Raymond.
Fried clams.
Anna Fried
Clams. Not even 10.
Not even 10 in the morning.
I vote for Billy Bag of Donuts.
Billy Bag of Donuts.
I vote for that.
Billy Bag of Donuts. Mike Bacon. Okay, my favorite so far. Billy Bag of Donuts.
That's great.
Danny Bananas. Brianne Biscotti is and Kathy.
That's a classic.
Kathy Crab Rangoon is pretty freaking awesome too. I love that one. Oh boy. So there's that.
Well, it looks like we're out of topics for today, folks.
I see you looking a little pale there, Kate.
No,
it's gone.
No, we have a very important topic.
I hear some girls out there calling you on the beach.
Yeah, they're taking their selfies.
There's a very important topic right here. If you're looking for buy or sell real estate, please. There she is, my beautiful
one. One of the big supporters of the Bluefin Blowout.
That's right.
Indeed. Big supporters. I can't wait. We're going to be broadcasting live the whole time. And it's going to be phenomenal. So I think we'll wrap it up right here. Kate's been very patient. My beautiful wife, Kate.
I got to get more blonde curls in my hair.
Pat, hey, I got to tell you. You should have seen all the photos with Warren holding his grandson. And he's just a natural. Cute. You see how happy he looks. I mean, it was great to see all that. And he's so excited to get started and for Alzheimer's to push to get rid of this disease.
All right. Jimmy, do the oak.
Okay, it's time. Ladies and gentlemen, no piping plovers were harmed in the making of today's podcast. Thank you.
Hello?
Little town with big news. 411, come get the scoop. Wake up with Joe in a restaurant.
I say good morning, Gloucester, to you.
Good morning, Gloucester, from over the bridge.
OTB.